Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Quick question for you. What superstition has been passed down in your family? Whether you believe it or not, but you still do it just in case. I bring this up because this Sunday, so at night was going to be the lunar eclipse, right? Mm-hmm.
Blood moon.
Super wolf, blood, duper duper moon situation, mm-hmm. right? So
duper duper isn't included in that, but okay.
Chelsea's like, be correct about
yeah,
it, okay?
Please.
If you're going to say super duper, pronounce that S. Duper duper is nothing.
So my wife and I are getting ready. We're getting ready to roll out to church, and all of a sudden she's wearing this very bright red shirt. And it's very unusual because she doesn't usually wear red. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, babe, you're rocking red today. Nice. And she's like, yeah, because of the eclipse tonight. And I was like, okay. She's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. I got to protect the baby. She's like, my grandma called me this morning and says, hey, there's going to be an eclipse today. You got to wear a red shirt and red underwear. And she's like, and I got safety pins all pinned around my underwear.
That's
to deflect the vibes of the eclipse.
That's so gotta be uncomfortable.
That's what I said. I right. was like, really? Are you hurting our baby? Like, what's up
Are
with that?
Are the safety pins like an extra layer of protection?
Yes. It's like metallic so it can reflect it off, yeah. allegedly. I'm like, babe, you truly believe this? She's like, no. But she's like, what if it's true? She's like, I don't know. So we totally go with it. And it's something that's been passed down in Latin culture, especially us being Mexicanos. And I posted it on social media in regards to this. And here's some of the funny comments. Dad without a dad on Instagram commented, damn, your wifey is a legit Mexicana. Mexicana. I was like, yep. Sylvia 1216 says, I use safety pins in a sign of a cross in front of my underwear when I was pregnant to be able to deflect all the badness from the eclipse. Mondragon 7420 says, I was pregnant when there was a huge eclipse and my mom told me to upgrade from safety pins to hanging scissors from my belt buckle.
Jeez. Whoa, that's extra.
Just in case you needed some more metal.
That looks like you're gonna murder somebody.
That sounds dangerous, right? She's like, I didn't believe in it, but I didn't want my mom to be like, ves, te lo dije, I told you so if something did happen. So anyways, there's a superstition that's been passed down. Some people believe it or not, but that's not the topic. I want to ask you, like, what superstition has been passed down in your family? Shoot us a call or text, 877-971-HITS. Whether you believe it or not, but you still do it. Chelsea, you said you have some dark ones.
Yeah, I have two. Yeah, they're definitely a little bit dark. And this is from my grandpa. One thing is that whenever you drive over railroad tracks, you have to lift your feet off the floor of the car and put one hand on the ceiling. And basically, if you don't do it, then you're going to lose them.
Jesus. Whoa, jeez.
Yeah, the other one is that when you drive past a cemetery, you have to hold your breath the whole time. And so that way the spirits don't enter your body.
See, I feel like the railroad one would have been one that as a kid I wouldn't have done and been like, nothing happened, guys.
I have a friend of mine. Her name's Mandy. I won't say anything else, but we were in high school. She gotten her license and was driving her car. And she was also doing that superstition. Yeah. Legit. Pulled her feet up over a railroad track. We were around Fontana area, over the railroad track, and then traffic was stopped in front of her. She panicked when she had to put her foot on the brake and ended up putting her foot on the gas and blasted into the car in front of her.
Backfired.
I mean, I wouldn't blame the superstition. I'd blame a 16-year-old being bad at driving.
There you go. That's a good point, bro.
Keep your feet on the pedals, kids.
Protect the superstition. Want to hear your superstitions that have been passed down in your family? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Teresa from Rancho, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. What superstition has been passed down in your family?
Okay, so my mom always told us that you should never pass the salt directly into someone's hand because then you get into a huge argument with them later on. So anytime we pass the salt, we have to place it down on the table before we grab it.
Interesting.
Oh, you can't so you don't put get it in salty.
Yeah. Salty.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I feel here's the problem with that. I feel like you're going to get into an argument if you refuse to put it in someone's hand, right? Or if they exactly. don't know about that superstition. So then it's just like if they go to hand it to you and you're like, set it down. You're like, what? Why are you being rude? I'm just trying to hand you the one.
Yeah, exactly.
You asked me for the salt. I didn't ask you.
Hey, Teresa, and you truly believe in it or you just do it because?
I kind of don't, but you know what? Everyone in my family does it and I'm not trying to argue. So I just don't.
It See? Sounds like either way, you're going to get in an argument right. with your family.
Just take the salt
yeah,
off the table.
That's probably true.
There's no salt.
Teresa, yeah. love you, girl. Thank you for calling in and listening
right.
to us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Vincent from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, bro. What superstition has been passed down in your family?
You are not to allow anyone to touch your feet with a broom for any reason.
Why? And who's doing that?
Because it would bring on all types of bad misfortune, like, all types of negative things.
Who's running around trying to touch people's feet with brooms?
Witches?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could happen by accident. It could happen, you know.
So you truly believe in this, Vincent, or you just do it because?
No, I don't believe it, but I don't allow anybody to.
He's like, I don't sweep. I never clean anyway.
He's like, that's why my house is a mess. We never sweep.
I got a vacuum.
Only vacuum. Yeah, exactly. Vincent, thanks for calling in, bro. Appreciate that.
Okay, thanks.
Later. Apple from Cyprus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Good morning. She held that note. What superstition has been passed down in your family, Apple?
Yeah, so I'm Filipino, and my mom has so many of them, but one severe superstition that she always reminds me is not to cut my nails in the evening, because if we do, then my parents will die. Like, my mom and my dad will die. So,
oh my
so
gosh.
Now, like, I never know in the evening. Yeah. One time I tried. Attempted. She's like, do you want me to die?
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
Also, yeah. You and I come from families that have like dark superstitions. I don't know what that says about
I
it.
I feel like you could have gotten away with a lot when you were in high school. You're like, mom, I'm going to be home at 11. She's like, your curfew's 10. You just whip out a nail clipper and you're like, don't make me do it.
Yeah.
Don't make me.
I would have been the brat that did that for sure.
Apple, we love you. Thank you for listening to us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Hilarious and crazy superstitions, but we do them anyway. It's so wild. What are we getting on text, Brian?
We got one from Darlene. It says, my grandma told me never to put your purse on the floor because you will money will flow out fast and you'll always be broke.
Mine is on the floor right now, so well,
I learned.
Good.
I never put my girlfriend's purse on the floor because her purse is nice and she'll yell at me. I don't know about being broke, but it's a pricey purse.
The bad luck is harassed coming at you.
Exactly. From the 949, we got tortillas.
What about them?
My wife tears up tortillas we don't eat after dinner. Before and then tossing them in the trash. She said it's bad luck for the wallet. I don't believe it, but what if, but I just go with it just because it's her thing.
Also, what? If you keep throwing out tortillas, it is bad for your wallet. You need to buy more tortillas.
Yeah.
And then finally from the 714, for females, if they go to a funeral uh-huh. and it's that time of the month,
oh my gosh,
they have to put a few lemons in their purse to keep the bad spirits from entering their body.
That's great.
The funny part was is when I was reading it, I thought it said you had to put lemons in your pants. And I was like, seems wildly uncomfortable to throw a lemon down the front of your pants during that time of the month.
That would sting.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Pass me the salt.
That would sting.
But not in my hand.
Yeah.
Put it on the table first, because that's bad luck. Thank you guys for sharing your family's superstitions, man. No judgment here at all whatsoever.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.